Well, welcome back here to Pickett County High School Basketball. Ralph Lee, Delaney Hill Cross, J-Man Johnny Sells bringing the action where the Lady Bobcats just put away what was a reasonably talented Lady Bulldog team from Red Bowling Springs by, I don't know, what was it, 30-some points? Almost doubled the score because the clock was running at the end and the old 30-point rule was there. And, Johnny, I think before we rang off, did you give the data for the girls'
yes.
game? Okay. Well, let's flip the page totally over then. The Red Bowling Springs Bulldogs record this year, in, they're in District 8 now, is 10 wins and 21 losses. And in District 8, they've won 3 and lost 7. While our great Bobcats, what is our record, guys? 17 and 8. And 4-4
yeah.
in the district.
Yeah, 17-8, 4-4 yeah.
So we've had a good year, and we hope it continues. Now, we did beat these Bulldogs earlier in the season, back first week of December, and I'm looking for the score. But here it is, 81-56. So we had a breakout game at home at Wheeler Hassler, but right now, Johnny, you think we're going to do that again?
I don't know if the score will be that much difference or not, but I think we'll win.
I agree. You know, these Bobcats have been playing great ball the last half dozen games or so. And they will play Monterey again next Tuesday night at Livingston Academy in the district tournament. And should prevail in that one. They beat Monterey twice now by 20 points. And you know the old saying, it's very difficult to beat another team three times in a season. However, what I didn't say to you and what I didn't qualify is they say closely matched teams. It's difficult to win 3 in a year. But I'm not sure 20-point victories occurring twice are closely matched. How do you think it, Delaney? Do you think they're closely matched?
Not really.
I don't think they are either. But at any rate, it'll be interesting to see next week how our kids did in the district voting today. You can probably pretty much guess. First team, second team, third team, honorable mention, defensive team, da-da-da-da-da-da. But we'll bring that to you once we know the official word next week. So, I don't know. What do you got? Anything?
You done that yet?
No.
Okay.
The roster for the Red Bowling Springs Bulldogs is like this. You have number 14, Chance Asbury, number 55, Wesley Fleming, number 23, Levi Gray, number 25, Anthony Pandorf, number 30, Aaron Pandorf, number 50, Dustin Bergdorf, number 33, Justin Bergdorf, number 11, Elijah Byfield, number 34, Josh Trajan, number 15, Jared Hatcher, number 22, Jordan Powell, number 12, Kendall Thompson, number 20, Hunter Kirk. The starting five is going to be number 14, Chance Asbury, number 55, Wesley Fleming, number 30, Aaron Pandorf, number 11, Elijah Byfield, and number 22, Jordan Powell, be starting five for the Red Bowling Springs Bulldogs. For your Pickett County Bobcats, you have number 2, John Michael Furl, number 40, Blake Hughes, number 32, Ben Neal, number 1, Gabe Moon, number 10, Dawson Abbott, number 35, Brian Gibson, number 23, Trent Young, number 11, Peyton Rector, out with an injury, number 42, Colton Sales, number 14, Jonathan Crawford, number 20, Clay Smith, number 3, Bryson York, number 4, Will Garrick, and number 21, Ryan Hill. The starting five for your Pickett County Bobcats will be like this tonight, be number 35, Brian Gibson, number 10, Dawson Abbott, number 32, Ben Neal, number 40, Blake Hughes, and number 2, John Michael Pearl, coached by Nathan Aaron, and assisted by Ray Allen Webb.
Thank you, Johnny. You know, this Chance Asbury is, at least last year, and I don't have the data from this year, but he was by far their lead scorer last year, and I expect that he's going to be doing the same tonight, so... That's one kid we need to shut down, and beyond that, I don't know a lot about these guys. Do you recall?
I remember Chance Asbury, Jordan Powell are definitely the top two scorers in the team.
Right, and Jordan's a bigger post player.
Yeah, and Fleming, he's the inside guy, and he's a big guy.
Well, I like to look at this number.
Back there in December, Jordan Powell, the name of, on the lines you're talking about there now, he had 18 points, and Chance Asbury had 10. That was their two big point getters. Then you had Byfield with 9, and Justin Bergdorf with 7. So they're capable of scoring baskets.
Now, I just saw that haircut walk in on Byfield. And who's that New York Giant receiver? Makes all those one-handed catch, miraculous catches.
I don't know.
Has a haircut
about,
like that.
Well, I was thinking Wesley Snipes or Wesley.
No. Wesley Snipes.
Bobsled or Dennis. What is his name? That's NBA player.
Oh, Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
That's who I was thinking of.
No, this receiver has the same exact haircut and coloring. But at any rate, sidebar, if you aren't here on, if you know what I'm saying, it won't be anything. So let's take another break and you listen to our response. We'll be right back.
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
Welcome back, folks. Johnny?
All right. 44 seconds to game time here, and both squads are getting over to their teams and getting last-minute instructions of what their coaches are expecting to see out of them. And we're going to predict that the Bobcats are going to come home with a victory tonight here from Red Bowling Springs.
Yeah? How risky is that?
I don't think it's going to be too risky right now.
Yeah, I don't either. Delaney, do you agree with that?
Well, you know, I hate to be the same as you guys, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I think it's going to be a close game, actually. I think the Bobcats are going to win, but I think it's going to be close.
How close is close?
I'm going to say less than 10.
Oh, I disagree with that violently.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
It just isn't going to happen. 81-56. 25. Differential.
You know, I don't know if I totally agree with what she said, but had the Bobcats not been, you know, peaking out like they have the last 3 or 4 or 5 games, you know, I could say
agree, yeah.
But the way they've been playing, they're going to take a back seat tonight if they lose, you know, if this team comes close to beating them.
There it is, Johnny.
Okay, John Michael Farrell for the Bobcats, number 2. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 32, that's going to be Ben Neal.
That's number 10.
Number 35, Brian Gibson. They're one behind right there. Number 40, Blake Hughes. That's going to be the starting five for your Pickett County Bobcats.
Thank you, J-Man. How about the Bulldogs?
Oh, well, let's see who they're going to call out first.
That's a big one to be like.
Good morning, Springs Bulldogs. Number 11, Elijah Byfield. Number 22, Jordan Powell. Back. Number 55, Wesley Fleming. Number 30, Ian Pendorf.
He's a big kid, 55.
And number 14, Chance Asbury, after rounding out the starting five for the Red Bull Spring Bulldogs, post up, not go on.
So is Jordan Powell, a big kid, along with, who is that, Wesley Fleming. All right, Delaine, my deal.
All righty, we know we got our very own Brian Gilly Gibson going to jump up again.
No, not number 30.
Number 30.
Hey, they're doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing as the
Crowley. I get confused.
Well, I'm always just to get confused.
And here we go. Ball's going up. And it's going to go through your Bobcat. Pearl with the ball. Gets it over to Neil in the corner. Neil's going to hand it back to Pearl. Pearl up top to Neil. Neil to Abbott. Abbott's open. He's going to take it.
Oh, yeah.
Give him a foot and he'll take that shot any day of the week. Here we go. Byfield with the ball.
That was a chucky for Johnson Abbott, and it's 3-0.
New push off.
Yep. Byfield gets it up top to Powell. Down in the corner to Asbury. Numbers confused here. Byfield's got it back up top.
Ben Neal's all over Asbury. He's been assigned to stick
to him. He drives in. He's going to pass it underneath. Powell, Powell's knocked it around, but Gibson's going to get come away with it. Gibson gets it to Neal. Neal over to Abbott. Abbott up top to Neal.
He almost pulled the trigger. Nobody out on him.
Neal to Gibson, down in the corner to Pearl. Pearl's going to pull up a little jumper, hits the back of the rim. Gibson gets the rebound, uses that back.
It's off the glass by Gibby, and that'll make it 5-0.
Powell gets it into my field. Byfield gets it to Pandor. Passes inside to Powell. Out of the corner to Byfield. Byfield penetrates on the inside. Looking for somebody. He gets it up top to Pandor.
Ooh.
Pandor gets it to Byfield.
John Michael Farrell, if you heard some thumping, it was from his knees and elbows as he went after that ball.
Gets it into Asbury. Asbury gets it back to Byfield. Byfield's penetrating around up top. He's going to pass it over to Powell. Powell's going to take it down on the inside. Goes up. He's
what
shoots.
Was that?
I don't know, but Gibson comes away with it. Gibson gets it all the way in the corner to Abbott. Abbott wide open for that three. He misses. Rebound's going to Byfield.
Well, he won't miss any of those, I'll tell you what. As a freshman last year, he hit 47-48% of those.
Byfield passes it down to Asbury. Asbury to Powell. Powell gets it to Fleming. Fleming gets it over to Pandel. Pandel gets it back to Asbury. Asbury's going to penetrate underneath. It's in there.
First bucket for the Bulldogs. It's 5-2 with 5 minutes remaining.
Neal's got it. Gets it up top to Abbott. Abbott gets it to Pearl. He's going to shoot a three. Count it.
Nothing but that for John Michael Farrell.
Byfield's going to take it down. Oh, Pearl strips it away from Byfield. He's going to take it down and lay it in.
Oh,
oh, Lord. Is he okay? He hit the thing pretty hard. Now, that shouldn't be an intentional foul.
Oh, he's hurt.
He is hurt.
Hey, that's unnecessary.
He hit his head.
Can't get up.
You'll be all right.
Take it off.
Just like you told me the other night.
That should be an intentional.
And it should be a technical.
It should be an intentional foul. It is technical, intentional foul.
He did nothing but just clobber John Michael. But you couldn't find a tougher kid than John Michael. Uh, did he make a layup then?
Yes, he hit it.
Look at his eye there. Did his eye or?
They're going to have to take him out and look at him. James going over. He hit his, he bounced off the bottom of the stage here and hit his head.
That was a vicious foul. It was so intentional.
Yeah.
Any rate, folks.
So they're going to clean him up. He's got blood on his jersey.
Yeah, well, it was my turn last night and John Michael's turn tonight.
You know, come to think of it, talking about him, he was actually the first player to come over and ask for after if he was okay.
And I immediately, you know, I saw who it was. I hugged him and said, I'm fine, and raised my hand in the air, and that was my 15 seconds.
Yeah,
and I talked to him out in the lobby earlier tonight before the game, and we was talking about that, and he said, you got to take care of Ralph.
Yeah.
You got to take care of Ralph.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Oh, my mama will love you. And thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Texting me.
You're welcome.
I thought that was extremely thoughtful.
We have to keep up with you.
Oh, well.
I didn't know if we were going to have to come down in a wheelchair and get you or what.
You know, that would have been really hilarious last night.
Yeah. So. They put Trent Young in to shoot for Pearl. He's going to have to take a bench. And we figure out what's going on with him. That was a hard hit, very hard hit.
That was unnecessary.
Yes.
He didn't have to do that.
No.
Didn't help him anyway. It's 10-2, folks, and Trent Young will be at the line for the Bobcats.
First shot up. Good.
And he knocks it home. I like this kid because of his vertical jump. He can sky.
Second shot. Good.
Dead eye on both of them, and that'll make it 12-2. And now the Bobcats will get the ball because that was either, I guess it was a technical or intentional foul.
Intentional foul. We don't know if Pearl's going to come back in or not. He's getting looked over by Dr. Tompkins right now. Ball inbounded to Hughes. Ooh. Hughes gets it to Neal. Neal faces back inside to Hughes. He shoots. Fights for it. Powell gets the rebound. We got a new
Benjamin is terribly hard on
him. Oh, and he's going to call him for a foul. He is such a quick player.
Boy, he has such quick movements. Can you imagine running sideways or backwards at the rate he does?
Yeah.
That's difficult, let me tell you.
Pearl's nose is bleeding. I see him bent over there. They throw the ball, trying to get it into Powell, but it's Hughes jumps up and knocks it right to Asbury, and he keeps it in.
4-10 to go with the first.
Young gets the ball to Abbott. Abbott's going to drive in.
Oh, get in there! Get in there! Dawson got the roll on that, and he's gone to the line. Surely they're going to count it.
That goes against Kurt.
They did count it,
yes.
So it was 14-4.
Abbott at the line.
Doc Thompson's over there. Yeah.
First shot up. Good. That's an old fashioned three.
15-4.
Kirk with the ball.
They took.
Taking
Byfield out of the lineup now. You know. That was a very smart move to get him out of there.
They called that foul against Dawson Abbott. Hand check on him. Ball lobbed all the way to Asbury.
Oh, watch it, boys.
Oh, Lord, we've got another one in the stadium. Is he okay?
Ben Neal. Well, I'm wondering if anybody over there was knocked out.
He's lucky to get hit in the head with a water bottle. By accident, of course.
As long as it's not frozen, water bottle.
Trent Young up top for a three. Count it!
You know, Trent may have a breakout night tonight. It's 18-4.
We've got Kirk with the ball. He gets it down to Asbury. Asbury brings it back up top. Asbury gets it over to Murdoch. Gets it back to Kirk.
Well, he's let the Byfield report.
3:15 left in the first. Kurt passes it up to Powell. cow takes it inside, shoots it back to Asbury. Oh, and they're going to call a pussing on the...
Like a bulldog.
He's a charger.
Two. It's going to come back to your bobcat.
Full timeout, Ralph.
All
right, folks, with 3:08 remaining in the first, the Bobcats up 18-4. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, and I think John Michael Farrell's back in there.
He is back in the game, and he is testing. They're going to call another foul on Dawson Abbott. That's going to be his second in the first quarter. We can't have that no more.
And John Michael's guarding Byfield, who's the one that slammed him to the floor.
Ball inbounded to Byfield. Byfield gets it up top to Bergdahl. He gets it over to Asbury. Asbury gets it over to Kurt. Kurt's going to take it back up to the hot spot, and there's going to be
a moving kick.
Moving kick on number 14. Asbury, that's going to be his first. Team four.
I think one of the best ways to avoid a moving pick call is to be sure absolutely still and put your hands in the air.
Mm-hmm. Neil with the ball, he's going to pass it in to you. He's going to drive it in. Oh,
and nice left-handed move by Blake Hughes.
He does that hook shot.
Oh, man. They thought they could block him from the right side. He says, I'll show you. I'm going to put up lefty. So,
I feel
20-4.
Mouthfield goes in to shoot.
Charge! And he got him for a charge. You know, those Evers may go after him now. That was not a good thing to do when he clobbered John Michael Farrell.
That's going to be Mouthfield's second foul.
And that's the 15th foul on them. On the Bulldogs.
He always raises his hands up.
He got fouled there.
This is going in, and that's going to be a foul against Powell, his second. They're going to take it to him, it looks like. Gibson's at the line. He's going to shoot two. First shot up.
Oh, that went around that rim about 10 times. Or is it my head? Gibby will get another one. He didn't like missing, I'll tell you.
Second shot. Good.
That was, it's 21-4.
Gibson's going to sit down, and Gabe moves in for Gibson.
Oh, that's my buddy. He did acknowledge me tonight.
Well, I was talking to him out here, and I asked him, I said,
what?
Uh-oh.
White time?
Got another one down here in my office.
Oh, my goodness. Go get him, pork chop. Well, I don't know. We should have read the code of conduct, I think, before we started the game.
He's talking about someone over here in the corner. He's making everybody that's over here in the corner stand and sit down.
Well, that's a good idea. Or he's running some of them out.
Ref, the coach ain't happy with that either.
With what? The fan conduct?
Yeah. He's asking them all to sit down. They ain't going to sit down.
Coach is a good guy. Well, let's see. 1:44 remaining, and this is only the first period, and we're up 21-4, and we're having some misconduct problems with the Bulldog crowd.
Is this what happened at the beginning of the girls?
Yeah.
Deja vu. All right, Kurt with the ball. Kurt's going to drive all the way in. He shoots. He misses.
I'm going to be on the back for Trent Young, I think, or Blake, one of the two. Blake.
That's going to be Blake first.
That's the fourth team foul. What was that?
Ball pass into Asbury, and they're going to call a foul on Trent Young. And it didn't look like he did anything but touch the ball.
Well, you know, our vantage point's not the best for that other end of the court.
First call it back, very good.
And that'll make it 21-5.
Gibson's coming back in for you. Looks like they're going to pick up full court press, I gather. Second shot. Good. Rebound Young.
Boy, that kid can jump.
Young gets it over to Pearl. Pearl drives it, and it's stripped away, and it's going to be on Asper. That's going to be his second.
They just horse collared John Michael there.
Well, I think they're out literally for blood. He's going to go to the line to the 1-1.
Yeah, that's the seventh team foul. John Michael have a Band-Aid or two? No? I can't tell.
I can't tell either. First shot up, good.
Well, he's back on his shooting, so makes it 22-5.
Look at Byfield and Neal. It's happening to each other. Taking shot up, misses, and Byfield comes away with it.
Byfield better watch mess with Ben.
Kirk's going to take it down. There's another hand check on. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but watch Hal. Hal knocked Pearl down over here earlier. And he just, Young, after that foul was called, he walked up to Young and hit him.
Crawford kinda coming in for Young.
Young's going to sit down and Crawford's in.
Moon's in.
Ball in belly to Kurt. Ball thrown away. Neal comes away with it. Neal's going to get it out to Pearl. Pearl gets it over to Gibson. Gibson up top to Moon, up to Pearl for three.
Get in there. Get John Michael Federal. 25-5. 40 seconds remaining.
Byfield with the ball.
Come on, showboat.
Gets it to Asbury. Neal steals it away again. Neal's going to take it all the way in.
Oh, yes. That's what it is. He does that a lot in those breakaways. He lets them just go right on past. 27-5, and your Bobcats suddenly are up by 22. And this may be more disparate than the Lady Bobcat game.
Yeah, it very well could be. Hey, you know, our boys are due a 100-point game. Somewhere
yeah,
up in there.
Oh, Coach Aaron would never let them do it, though. Well, the Bulldogs don't have a very sterling record. They've lost twice as many as they won. 10 wins, 21 losses. I know it doesn't come out even, but it's close.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
And it's seven losses and three wins in District 8. So at least they're consistent on the average.
Right. Byfield gets the ball. That's underneath to Asbury. Asbury reverse. Blatt misses. Rebound foul. Moon comes away with it. Gets it to Pearl.
Pull up. Shoot.
Pearl's going to shoot it. He misses.
Oh.
Moon goes underneath, and he misses. And
at the end of one?
At the end of one, your Bobcats 27 and your Bulldogs 5.
Well, I wouldn't say that the Bulldogs had a splendid scoring outbreak in that first quarter, but that's just my thinking. I'm sure it'll pick up as we proceed, but right now let's go away for a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Welcome back, folks. Elaine.
Back here with the ball, almost stolen away by Pearl, out of bounds on the Bobcats. Guys, I believe it's going to be heated, as if it hasn't been already.
Come on, we got a technical. That was a wall,
but Pearl's going to come away with it.
Double teamed on that one.
Pearl takes it right in the middle, and it sits there on the charge, and they're going to call Pearl for a charge, his first.
Well, I can't get all the wrecks, John Michael. Both teams have 7 team fouls, so both three in bonus from this point forward.
Down the corner, Dasper back up top to Kirk. Kirk's going to drive in. He's going to pass it over to Byfield. He's going to penetrate in, brings it back out. He's going to pull up the jumper. He misses. Rebound goes to Powell. Powell takes it in, scores.
27-7. You know that Michael, that's an NBA move. You do him in, you back, and didn't work.
Pearl with the ball gets it up top to Abbott. Abbott to Neal. Neal back to Pearl. Pearl over to Abbott. Abbott takes it in, tries to go baseline. And knocks Asbury to the ground. Nothing called.
And he's looking for a call. If it's going to be a call, it would have been on him because he was moving.
Kirk's got the ball. He's going to pass it back to Bergdorf. He gets the byfield back to Bergdorf, over to Kirk, down in the corner to Asbury. Keep that about Pearl.
Our kids are quick, I'll tell you. 29-7 with 6:42 remaining in the second.
Ball inbound and down low to Asbury in the corner. Passes to Bergdorf inside underneath to Powell. Powell takes and shoots. Nothing there. Hughes gets the rebound.
What's that about?
Technical on somebody.
On the bench?
Yep, on Coach.
Oh, well, he wanted a foul on that one.
Man.
We were triple teamed. Coach is a good guy, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
He's very frustrated right now, as you can imagine, looking at the scoreboard.
Abbott's at the line to shoot. First shot up good.
Makes it 30-7.
Second one on its way. Good.
31-7, and we'll get the ball. Number 34 reporting for the Bulldogs.
Ball inbound to Years. Give back to Pearl. Pearl down the corner to Abbott for a three. He misses.
What's that?
Another additional.
I wasn't watching.
Gibson. Maybe it's on Abbott. All right, here's another intentional on 33.
Black crowd really upset over
there. It's first. Abbott's on the line. First one good.
32-7.
Second shot on play. Good.
33-7. You know, one thing I'll say is positive about these Zebras, they're going to control this.
You know, the thing is that they don't need to be taking it out on these kids. You know, Bobcats are talented.
Right.
Talented kids. Ball inbound into Abbott. Abbott gets to Pearl. Pearl gets it back to Abbott.
6:15 to go.
Abbott drives it in, gets it to you. You're just going to take it in. Got it.
No. I believe that guy was a moving, wasn't he?
Yep, he was. All right, that's Blake's second foul.
Say they called that, called it on the defense there. I think this whole side of the crowd was on it for.
Byfield's got the ball. Six minutes left in the second. Byfield takes it in, pulls up. He misses. Rebound, Abbott. Abbott gets it over to Neal. Neal takes it in. Knocked away. Asbury's got it. He's going to take it down. He scores.
See, nobody went down there and clobbered him then, but they could have.
Yes, like they have been doing us.
Right.
Knocked out of bounds by number 34. That is Tyson. Stays with the Bobcat.
Oh, I'm looking on the machine. Gibson drops in a nice 15-footer.
Ralph Althor, he may have got
35-9.
Kurt with the ball, he takes it over on the right side. Pass inside to Powell. And watch them, they don't know which one to win. Oh, that's horrible. Ben Neal called for a foul. The one underneath the goal.
He wasn't going to go.
Which one do you want me to do? And the other one up here, copper and block. That looked like a charge to me.
35-9. The Bobcats up by what? What is that, 26?
Yes. Powell starts right up. Good.
25 now because it's 35-25.
Young stand for you.
The chum Michael's trying to sneak by him.
By field calling. Second shot up, but foul good.
35-11.
Have it with the ball. Gets it over to Young. Young down to Gibson. Gibson to Neal. Neal back to Gibson. To Abbott. Abbott to Young. Young takes it in, wide open, lays it in. He's all right.
You know, his jumping ability just makes half of that play there, 37-11.
Ball to Tyson.
Very
wide. He took a careful tip there after he stopped, but Burrow got the rebound. Look at Byfield reaching into him. Up top to Neal. Neal drives in.
What a foul.
Knocked out of bounds. My foul is saying no foul calls. Safe with the Bobcats.
That ball, 4:23 remaining in the second, 37-11. Bobcats up.
Moon in for Neal.
Pearl gets the ball into Abbott. He's going to shoot a three. Oh, he's not. Has he hit one tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one had a notion to go in, but it popped off.
Byfield with the ball. Gets it in the corner to Asbury.
Baseline.
And he misses. Rebound Gibson.
He could have been called for charging.
Gets it to Abbott. Abbott's going to pull up at the free throw line. He shoots. But Gabe moves out and follows
moon.
With it.
The Moon Man. 39-11. 3:40 to go.
Kurt's got the ball. Takes it inside. Right inside. Fall away shot. Nothing there. Gonna
yep.
Be.
Asbury's on Gibby's back. As Gibby pulled it off.
That's going to be his third.
You know, there's not many kids that can jump with Gibby with his length.
So Gibson's going to go to the line. It's you.
Yeah, a double bonus here. That's the 10th foul.
First shot up by Gibson. Too hard. Hits the back of the rim.
He doesn't like to miss those, I'll tell you. See the stress on his face.
That makes sense.
Mike, John Michael.
Second shot on play by Gibson. Good.
40-11. 3.5 minutes remaining in the second.
Byfield with the ball.
Come on. You're not a one-man show out
in.
There.
There's going to be a recent foul on Crawford. It's going to be his
They definitely do not have the teamwork we do.
Yeah. Byfield's at the line to shoot. First shot up. Two. He made it. Get one more.
40-12.
Second shot on its way. Good.
40-13. 3:20 to go.
Young with the ball. Straight. Got it for a charge.
Well, Asbury went down. How many does Asbury have?
Asbury has two, and Trent Young has picked up his third.
3:13 remaining here, and it's a timeout, a short timeout.
30-second timeout.
J-Man,
looking good for the Bobcats. I'm sure glad that John Michael has been able to come back in the game. I was really concerned about him when they took him out and the way they were checking and looking him over.
Well, I was concerned that it took him so long to get up.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of staggering just a little bit when he started to get up. But I'm glad to see him back.
What does that say on the back of Chip Buck's T-shirt?
It's a Abbott.
Abby?
It's Abby Nation, or I can't remember.
And has number five.
Yeah.
Which Abby Buck is number five. I believe.
Ball inbound into Byfield. Are we back?
We never left.
Okay, good. Let's go here. Asbury's got the ball. Drives right inside.
Ooh.
It's a blocked shot by Gibson.
Gibson.
Out of bounds.
Move that one away.
Asbury's looking for a foul.
Under 3 minutes, 2:58 remaining at the second.
Ball inbounded to Asbury. He shoots it in.
Gibson almost blocked that off the back. Backboard. 3:15.
Crossing with the ball, gets it over to Gibson. Gibson gets it down to you. Up top to Moon. Moon over to Abbott. Abbott for three. Count it.
Tucky for Nelson. Abbott is 43-15. Johnny, how many does Dawson have?
16.
How many threes?
Two.
Okay.
Kurt with it. Passes down the corner to Asbury. Asbury's going to get it in. Byfield with it. Gets it back to Asbury. He's going to shoot a three. In and out. Rebound by Fleming. Fleming gets it back to Tires. And Tires gets it to Byfield.
Come on, showboat.
Byfield shoots it in.
43-17.
2 minutes left in the second quarter. Up top to Moon. Moon gets it back to Abbott.
What?
Going to be a hold on number 20, I do believe. Yep. Hold on number 20. Kurt, that's going to be his second.
I believe.
Abbott's going to the line to shoot. First shot up. Good. Second one up.
Oh,
no,
man.
Good. Byfield there for the rebound.
Don't see too many of those from Dawson.
No. Byfield drives right into the free throw. Shoots. He misses. Long rebound goes to Abbott. Ooh. Abbott gets it over to Gibson. Gibson passes to Hughes, but kind of out of bounds.
55 kind of grabbed Hughes when he tried to go after that. Oh, come on, guys. You don't have to turn it over.
Kirk's got the ball. Going to walk it down. A minute 25 left in the second. Takes it over on the right side. Back up top. Tires in the byfield. Byfield Asbury in the corner. He drives in, pulls up. It's in there. He used the glass. It's
yep.
enough.
He's been there before.
Yeah. Ball all the way down here to Gibson. Gibson passes to Hughes. Hughes lays it in.
That was a nice moving shot. Makes it 46-18. You know, number 20 is a freshman.
Is he?
That's what it's
Right. Kirk with the ball. Gonna be a foul on 40. That goes against you. That's gonna be his third.
Both teams are in double bonus, so they've been blowing that whistle quite a bit. But, you know, initially they had to get control. Because it was ready to spiral out of hand. And
first on it by Kurt is good. We've got little Clay Smith and John Michael Pearl coming in for Hughes and Abbott.
So, freshman Hunter Tuck is at the line for the second of two, and it's both of them are in. 46-21, under a minute now.
Ball in. Farrell brings it down. Gets it out to Smith. Smith back up top to Crawford. Crawford over to Neal. Neal to Gibson. He's wide open for that layup, but he didn't take it this time.
He didn't stop it, but he put it in.
We wanted it.
You wanted it.
I like it when he does it.
48-21.
Byfield gets it over to Kurt.
There are those pundits in basketball who say the game has been ruined by three-point shooting and dunking.
Kirk passes under to Carson, and he lays it in. We're going to have a one last shot, 15 seconds left in the second quarter.
You think?
I'm thinking. Up top to Neal. Better go with it. 6 seconds. Ball kicked. 5 seconds left.
Tried to get it to Clay Smith, who was cutting along the left baseline.
Gets it into Gibby. Gibby gets it up top to Pearl. Pearl's going to shoot on the run.
And a nice quick hand by John Michael Pearl, who at halftime.
No, he's looking for him. He's getting mine. You give your.
No.
50-23. So they scored 18. They did better that quarter. And we scored 23. So let's go away, and we'll be back with the second half, Johnny Stats, and more.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogen and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Byrdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Byrdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. Welcome back, folks, to where are we, Delane?
Red
Bowling Springs High School. We're at halftime of the Bobcat game. We're up by a score of
43.
I beg your pardon. I take it all back, all 20 points of it, 50-23. That's why we have help, Coach.
That's right. You got to have some help.
That's right. But at any rate, we're way out in front, and we have great Coach Brent Smith here who has directed our great Lady Bobcats this year to this point to a record of 23-2 and undefeated in the District 7. What do you got to say to yourself, Coach? What are you going to do for us tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know. I just, right now, though, here's what I told the kids, that it's great to win. You know, it's a tough place to play. this game worries you every year on the schedule because it's just the best place to play. I mean, no question.
Why do you think that is?
I really don't know. I don't know if it's the red, if it's
I think it is.
It may be. It's just different because how many gyms you go into that's just got all this red in it. So.
But the other thing is the crowd is right on top of
it. Yeah, they are. They are, and they're pretty vocal. And you know, but in the same sense, everybody's 0-0 now. You know, like I was saying, going into tournament play, and you know, we've took care of everything we should. You know, got two blemishes on our schedule, but other than that, we took care of everything we're supposed to take care of. And now we're sitting in a district where we need to be, and we're waiting. We'll see what happens on Tuesday too. We play, and then
we'll play Thursday.
Yes, sir. And we'll go from there. We'll play Tuesday and Monday.
Next Monday after that. Yeah.
That's great. So.
Well, you know where we expect to see you, and it's called Murfreesboro.
Well, you know, I think it's a very doable thing, but there's, you know, as you know, it's a stretch coming, and you know, you're gonna have to have some things to go your way. Last year we had some, you know, we had the half court shot, you know, that's no like luck or skill or whatever you want to call it, but you know, we took that to get us there, and then you know, maybe we'll have some things. Hope we don't have to have that this year. I think we're better enough not to have that. So, but. You never know, and just have to just come out and play hard or not, and enjoy where we're at. I mean, because we've worked too hard to get where we're at to just be happy, you know, still have some hunger about it.
Yeah. Well, you had your coaches' meeting.
Yes, sir.
Any secrets you want to share?
We got the first place seed, and proud of that, and
you're a dog.
Right where we're at. I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, the bad part that came out of that was our boys lost the flip. And, you know, with that being said, you know, it's tough. I mean, but that's like I told Coach. I mean, that just makes you get to play another game, you know.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, it's good to get out of that way.
That's all it means. I mean, just getting to play another game, and hopefully we'll get to, you know, they'll just keep playing well. They're playing about as good a basketball they played all year, and, you know, and focus on that and go
right,
on.
Right, they are playing well.
They really are.
That's been going on now for 7-8 more games.
Absolutely, and that's what they need to be concentrating on, and beat Monterey, and give yourself a chance to beat Clay, and you may get to see them several more times. So that's what they need to be. I hope they're focused, and they will be. You'll get them focused on it.
Now, out on a whim here, has it ever been, even when they went 4 years in a row winning, has there ever been a district champion? Regional champion and a state champion from Pickett County?
Yes, they have. I'm not sure what year that was. I had a question asked me last night. When was the last time that Pickett County swept the regular season? That's a good question because...
You said 1990.
Well...
No, that was the...
Last time
we
won a regular season.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you. We were talking about... I don't think even happened back in the run of the four in a row because I tell you why, Rickman was on that schedule. And they always had a blemish, had a loss that a lot of times. I'm going to do some research on that. So,
Okay. That would be a good thing.
Yep. So, I mean,
no.
But here's the deal. Like, again, everybody's 0-0. We want to go and we want to play good in the tournament and get better every game. And that's,
right.
You know, and just make, you know, a survive in advance, you know, and take what's in front of us.
How's Cassidy?
She has strep now.
Don't let her get loose in the locker room.
No kidding. We've kept her away, so, I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, hopefully we can get her ready for tournaments. And, you know, we really needed her.
She's
to the game.
She's an asset.
Yeah, and we could have used her getting back in the flow, catching up the game.
She would have been.
And this is going to be tough on her. So maybe just can't seem to get her healthy. Maybe we can get her back going.
Well, give her our best. Give our love and our admiration to your Lady Bobcats. And you have the same from us.
Thank you, guys.
I can't believe they're talking to you like that whenever you've married one of the Red Bulls.
No, go ahead,
Mary. Oh,
has that happened?
Yeah.
Heather?
Yeah.
Is she here tonight?
She is. She said no.
Bring her up here and I'll interview. All right.
Let's go.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go away and we'll be right back.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Aminette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Aminette at 606-688-0913.
Welcome back, J-Man. In just a second, you're going to give us the data, but wait for me.
Flip it. He said, they're hollering at him over there, telling him he didn't have any class. I said, you would think they'd do that when you married from here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell Coach Smith
that? Yeah. He said, I wouldn't do anything. And I said, well, they don't need to take that on these kids.
We're off the air, April.
What?
We're off the air?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Coach Aaron, so I can't wait to get out of here.
Hey,
it'd be kind of scary.
I know. I understand that. I actually feel like we're all being in Kentucky.
Yeah, really?
I mean, it's that much.
Only in a much smaller box.
Yes. Only in a red box instead of a blue one.
That's true, too. Well, you know, those stands are getting thin over there, but still, it just takes one idiot or two. Welcome back, folks, here to Red Morning Springs High School, Johnny.
Okay, you have Asbury with 11, you have Byfield with 4, Trojan with 2, Powell with 4, and Kirk with 2 for a total of 23. For your Pickett County Bobcats, John Michael Farrell with 11, Blake Hughes with 4, Ben Neal with 2, Gabe Moon with 2, Dawson Epp with 16, Brian Gibson with 8, Trent Young with 7, 50. The Bobcats at 50, 23 at the break.
Here we go. Dawson Epp takes it inside, brings it back up top. Furl's going to penetrate inside. Oh. Nice. He went right around Asbury. And his
scooping underhanded shot. That's what he did it for him. 52 to 23. That doesn't make the Bulldogs feel very good. This is the second half.
Byfield gets it to Kirk. Kirk gets it inside the tires. The tires just drives in. He shoots and misses everything, and Neal comes away with it. Neal gets it underneath, knocks out of bounds by a foul. Same with the Bobcats.
Long defense passes, there's so much threading the needle like that.
He sees something, and he goes right at it. He don't think about anything around it. He just goes. That's going to be a shot by Abbott. He misses. Byfield gets the rebound. He gets it to Kirk. Kirk gets it down to Asbury. Asbury back to Kirk. Kirk to Byfield. Byfield passes to Asbury. Asbury pulls up a little jumper. It's in there.
Well, he is a good shot.
Yeah. Pearl with the ball. He gets it over to Gibson. Gibson wide open for a three. In and out. Byfield gets the rebound. Kirk with the ball. Gets it over to Asbury. Back up to Kirk. Kirk gets it back to Byfield. He gets it up to Asbury.
How many does Asbury have, Johnny?
He got 13.
Powell back to Kirk.
So he has over half of their points.
Yeah, that's a hand check foul on Ben Neal. That's going to be his third. Call a technical on him from Alvin.
Come on, Ben. These Zebras are on edge after the start of this game and the start of the girls' game. So you ought to know better. You're a senior. Come on. But you're still my man.
I feel that's a line.
I think they're trying to even it up a little on that one.
Byfield's first shot went in, second one on its way, in and out.
To 26, I say that's X and 2X.
Ball inbounded to Asbury, but Young's there to intercept it.
That little boy can jump.
the ball knocked around, and Abbott catches it, gets it back to Young. Young, thinking about it, gets it to Abbott. Abbott's going to pass underneath. That was intercepted by Kirk. Kirk gets it to Byfield. Byfield runs down, lays it in.
52-28. Come on, guys.
On the way down to Hughes, but Powell there to knock it out of bounds, and there's going to be a 30-second timeout on Coach Aaron. He pleased it all with this, the way this is
going. Well, we're not starting out very well.
5:55 left in the third.
We've scored two.
They scored five.
Yeah, well, I thought it was worse than that, but.
I think it's just going to get heated more as it goes along, don't you think?
I do. I think as the Bobcats keep pulling ahead, they're going to get more and more frustrated. We've got Abbott at the line.
Well,
I mean, not at the line. They're to inbound it.
There's no question, but District 7 is a lot tougher than District 8.
Colonel's got it at the top of the key. Passes over to Young. Now passes up top to you. He's going to shoot a three.
Yeah. And Nick Blake knocks it home, 55-28.
Byfield with the ball.
Boy, look at John Michael Farrell. Stays right with him.
He gets it back at Tajin. Tajin to Kurt.
You can't hold it.
Asbury with the ball. Asbury passes in to Powell.
And Hughes knocks it away, but it goes out of bounds.
Stays with the Bulldogs. Powell, chewing gum. Ball inbounded to Tajin. Tajin shoots. He misses. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back.
Well, that's smartest on that play. 55-30. Come on, boys. Let's go.
Pearl penetrates down, gets it in the corner to Young. Young's going to take it along the baseline, calling for a charge.
You don't need to do that, boys.
That's his fourth. He's going to have to sit down, I do believe.
Moon reporting, and I bet he comes in for
Yeah, he comes in for Young.
Well, I think it's time Moon dropped a couple more turkeys in the bucket.
I agree. Byfield with the ball.
Ooh!
33, he just walks into Ben, but now let me tell you, if you notice that he just barely touched Ben, he's very dramatic.
I love it. The fourth foul on Bergdorf. John Michael will bring it across the pink stripe.
Got it at the top of the key. Gets it over to Moon. Moon gets it back to Pearl.
Pearl's outside the arc. Now he's in the lane.
Pearl passes it to Gibson. Gibson goes up. You know, even if he ain't even said it, if he gets up in that air, it's like he hangs hands and he goes
deep. He's got quick hands. And the other thing is nobody can jump up there and block it.
Ball pass into Powell. He lays it in.
That's a play that doesn't need to happen. 57-32, 4 minutes remaining.
Pearl runs it down. He gets it up top to Abbott. Abbott in the corner to Moon. Moon back to Gibson. Gibson to Pearl.
Under 4 minutes. Let the clock run, boys. You don't need to worry about it. Anything else.
Pearl to Gibson for a three.
Oh.
That one's short. Tajin runs it down. Gets it to Kurt.
.335 remaining in the third.
Kurt got it up top. Gets it over to Byfield. Stolen away by Gibby. Let's see. Oh.
He got knocked to the floor. Come on. I mean, that's what they do when you get in front of them. They don't clobber you. But for some reason, they're giving the ball to the Bulldogs.
They said it was out of bounds. He fell himself.
That he just fell out. You want Robert?
Byfield with the ball. Gets it to Tajin. Got it from behind. Gets it over to Kirk. Kirk passes in to Powell. Al penetrates around, runs it down, gets the dad's where he's open for three. He misses. Ball knocks around. Al comes away with it. Al goes back up, shoots again. This time he's fouled again. He's got a hurt ankle.
He's got an owie.
Yeah, got a boo-boo. That goes against you. That's his fourth. 2:59 left.
Blake has four. That's the fourth team foul in this half. 2:59 remaining. John Michael Bell reporting that I would think that Blake will take a seat. 57-32, and
so the foul's good. I think foul's got a hurt knee. He twisted around there. And
he's got something hurt.
He keeps holding his knee.
Something.
Second shot, good.
Well, they've outscored us in this quarter 11-7 or something of that nature.
Ball over to Crawford, back over to Moon. Moon in the corner to Abbott. Abbott's going to try to go to the baseline. There's going to be a foul on number 20, Kurt. That's going to be his third.
It's only the second deep foul, though, on the Bulldogs in this half.
Gets the ball to Crawford. Crawford up top to Moon. Moon over to Pearl. 14 go, legal pick.
It's going to be on the podcast.
Yep, that goes against Crawford. That's his second.
57-34, and that's the 15th foul already on the Bobcats in this half.
Byfield with the ball. He gets out to Asbury. Asbury to Powell. Powell to Tyson. Tyson up top to Kurt. Kurt to Asbury. 2:15 left in the third. Kurt to Byfield.
Dribble, dribble, dribble.
Byfield to Powell. Back to Byfield.
2 minutes.
Byfield's going to penetrate along the baseline. A blocked shot by Gibson. Pearl comes away with it. Pearl's going down.
In there.
Gibson, that's going to be a foul against Tyson, number 34, his first.
And I'll make it 59-34, and John Michael will go to the line for the old-fashioned three.
Going to go for an old-fashioned three here. Shot up, counts. Oh, hits in front of the rim, and he's running it down. He about takes Kyle Crawford down with him.
They ran right around number 34. Turgeon.
Furl's going to sit down, and Abbott's back, or little case miss then. Byfield with the ball. He gets it to Kurt. Kurt gets it to Tyson. Tyson passes inside the pound. Stripped away by Gibson. Gibson gets it to Moon. Moon gets it down to Clay Smith in the corner up top to Gibson. Crawford over to Abbott. Abbott up top to Smith for three. He misses. Rebound Kurt.
1:15 remaining.
Kurt passes inside to Powell. Powell shoots and scores. That's why he's good.
He threw that. I don't know if he shot it, but it went through. 1 minute remaining, 59-36.
Gibson gets it over to Moon. Moon to Smith. Smith up top to Abbott. Abbott hands it off to Crawford. Crawford gets it to Smith. Smith up top to Abbott.
Number 20, I think, committed the foul.
Yeah, that goes against number 20, Kurt. That's going to be his fourth.
But that's only the... what are they doing? Is that on us?
Oh, that goes against us. Clay Smith. Well, missed that. Okay, go over here and mark it down.
40 seconds, 59-36.
Byfield with the ball, pushing off on him. Byfield gets it Asbury. Asbury to Tyson. Tyson's going to take it in. Oh, he still blocked it. Big block by Brian Gibson. Crawford with the ball. He gets it to Abbott.
20 seconds. Let's take the air out, boys. Abbott says, I can do that.
Abbott to Gibson. Look at the time. Hey, look at the time.
Gibby.
Watch him. He do. He gets it to Abbott. Abbott's going to pull up a three.
Oh, just when I think it's over, they put it through the hole. And at the end of three quarters, the Bobcats were up 62-36. And that last three-pointer sure helped that quarter, let me tell you. That's 12 that quarter for the Bobcats. And 13, I believe it would be 13 for the Bulldogs. But let's go away, pay some more bills, and we'll be back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyers Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyers will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyers Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back, folks, here to Red Bowling Springs High School. It's Ralph Ray, Delaney Hill Cross, and Jim and Johnny Sales himself as we start the last quarter. The score is 62-36. Delaney?
Here we go. We got Pal at the line. He's got 2-2. First shot up. Good.
They've been making journeys, Johnny.
Yes, they have. They sure have.
Second shot, it rolls in round. Moon gets the rebound. Abbott with it up top of the key, gets it over to Crawford. Crawford passes to Smith. It'll be a push on, I think, 14. Yep, 14 Asbury. That's going to be his third.
They're calling a lot of fouls.
They've hit 11 to 14 at the free throw.
I thought they had done fairly well.
Ball inbound to DeYoung. He has it at the top. To Abbott.
Bobcats have the ball.
Abbott to Crawford. Crawford to Young.
Now what?
14 looks like he might
be Asbury
against
again.
Asbury again. That's four on Asbury.
It's a 15 foul in this half. Asbury's going to take a seat.
Asbury and Powell's going to sit down.
That's two of their best players, by the way. Not better. Two of their best.
Crawford gets it inbound to Smith. Smith gets it over to Abbott. Abbott to Young. Young passes
back
underneath.
Back door.
Yeah. Pass the moon.
Nice to see that out of those two.
Knocked down. Crawford gets it to Abbott. Look. Abbott. Shooters! He's down here. He don't even know
what we were possessing of the ball, and nobody else was because we intercepted it. And we just put a Dawson put in a turkey, I guess, and it's 67-37, 7-2. Did you catch which
30.
Would be short?
30.
Well, Johnny, is it going to be over?
It's just about over.
Is the fat lady in the house?
Oh. I've been here all night.
And you tell us you've been on a diet. Which is it?
She's on a diet and she's dropping. She's,
whatever you want it to be.
She's looking good, Johnny. Come on.
Yeah, come on, Johnny.
I'm starving your hubby right now.
My hubby sent me a text.
Oh.
What is that?
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's eyeballs.
All right. Seven minutes to go. Here they come.
Byfield with some ball at the top. He's going to take it around. Gets it tied to the Kurt. Kurt over to... I got to look at the number on that one again. I forgot what his name was.
Don't Kendall. Worry there by Smith, but he dropped it out of bounds.
We've got Sales coming in for Abbott. Pandor. Tyson gets it into Pandor. Pandor gets it to Byfield. Byfield out to Kurt.
Lost
Kurt
the ball.
Kurt loses control of it. He gets it to Smith. Smith gets it back to Crawford. Crawford gets it to Sales. Sales gets it back out to Moon. There's that three. He wanted. Oh, missed it. He gets his own rebound. Takes it in. Misses that shot. Rebound goes to Fleming. Gets it to Kurt. Kurt gets it over to Tyson.
6 minutes.
Tyson underneath Fleming. Fleming out to Kurt. But Kurt to Pandor. Man, that's a hard name to remember. All the way down to little Clay Smith in the corner, back up top of Crawford. Crawford underneath to Smith. Smith passes to Sales. Sales shoots. He misses. Rebound Fleming. Fleming to Tyson. Tyson to Kurt.
Looks like old Colton's got a couple of love handles.
Oh, here we go. Kurt's going to drive in, and it falls.
Boy, he almost missed that, but it just had enough bounce to come back. And 6-7 to 39.
No!
Yeah, get that slot.
Trent got tonight,
Johnny.
It makes him 10. All right, one of his better scoring games.
Byfield with the ball up top.
70-39.
Five minutes. Byfield over to Kurt. Kurt drives in, pass underneath to Fleming. He scores.
Well, you can't let him get that. In that position, you just can't stop it.
Clay Smith gets it all the way over to Moon. Moon for a three. Nope, that one's way too hard.
That's
Young gets
ball.
The rebound. Gets it up top to Crawford. Crawford back to Young.
You don't have to score, guys. All you need to do is beat the clock.
That could have been a foul right there.
Yep. We've got Hill and York coming in for Moon and Young.
Well, it's good to see these young kids hit the floor.
Yep.
Bobcats up 70-41, 4:29 to go in the fourth.
You think they will.
Kurt with the ball.
We could easily have doubled it on these guys.
Kurt penetrates down underneath, and that's going to be a foul against Sales. That's going to be his first. And Kurt's going to go to the line to shoot two. First shot up, good.
Well, they sure hit charities. .418 remaining, we're up at 28.
Second shot, good.
Make that 27. 70-43.
Crawford with the ball at the top, gets it over to York. Short passes inside to Smith. Smith gets it to Hill. Hill hands it to Sales. I don't know who he's throwing to. Tyson gets it. Pass under to Kurt. Kurt goes in. Shoots. Nothing there. Crawford gets the rebound. It's smack to Smith.
Well, we dodged the bullet on that one.
Smith gets it to Crawford. Crawford to Hill. He shoots a three. Oh, in and out. York gets the rebound. Oh, come on.
They're going to call York for a push off. Well,
it goes against York. Yeah, he was clearly
way above.
He was hanging 10 on that one.
3:47 remaining. 9 key fouls on the Bobcats and only 5 on the Bulldogs. That one was missed, though.
Hatcher at the line to shoot. He misses. York with the rebound, gets it to Crawford. Crawford to York. York takes it in.
Still be fouled.
Foul on number 15.
We're not shooting yet. One more and we will shoot.
Twenty and thirty-four.
3:37 remaining, and this is the final quarter of this one. Final quarter of the season, other than tournament.
Ball inbound to New York, gets it to Young. Young passes out to Smith for three. Too hard. York.
Well, York went up.
Yeah, Sandor gets them all. He's bringing it down. It's going to be number 12, Thompson. Thompson takes it in. He passes it out to 50 for a three. Nope, that was off.
Number 50 just kind of threw that shot. If you notice.
Thompson with it up top.
The Will Smith.
Thompson gets Sandor. Sandorf over to Fleming. Fleming gets it inside to 15. And it's going to be a foul by York.
York didn't have to foul it because he's so much taller.
Yeah.
2:53 remaining. It's still 70-43. That's the 10th team foul on the Bobcats. So the Bulldogs have double bonus.
If he hit the line, he misses his first.
That. The next foul on the Bulldogs will be shooting one plus bonus. Smith out.
Moon. Second shot. No good. Knocked out of bounds on number 50. Bergdorf, and it's going to go to your Bobcats. It's going to be a full timeout on Red Bull Spring.
All right, folks. Let's go away, and we'll be back with the finish. We've heard.
Ball inbound to DeYoung. Oh,
I know, but we got 10 seconds. Welcome back, folks. Delane.
Young goes up for a shot, and he's going to be fouled by number 15.
So we'll be shooting now. And as the stands start to empty out, I think this was a gone conclusion, Johnny.
I believe the Bobcats may win this one.
You think?
Saw that? Good. Second shot. Good.
72-43.
Thompson's with it. And Tom? Oh, and Gabe Moon.
That was a foul.
Foul on number 12. Thompson, his first. Moon's going to go to the line to see the 1-1.
But Bobcat got a 29-point lead.
First shot up. He misses. Going to be rebounded by York. York gets it to Moon.
Come on.
Moon passes over to Young. Young's going to drive in. Going to be another foul on 15.
That's super duper there by Trent Young.
His third. Young's at the line.
One plus bonus. 2:14 remaining in the fourth quarter.
First shot up. Good.
73-43.
Second shot up, in and out. Gonna be rebounded by Fleming.
2 minutes remaining.
Gets it to Thompson. Knocked around by little Clay Smith. Still knocked around, but
they're gonna let the clock run on this one.
That was a grizzly Meyer Merkdorf in there, made that shot.
I don't know what the big cheer was about. I guess it's because they recovered it.
Clay Smith gets the ball into Young, and it's knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with the Bobcats. Crawford in for Young. Ball inbounded long to Crawford. Going to be out of bounds on number 15. Going to stay with your Bobcats. You know, he's quick.
15?
Yeah. Ball inbounded to Crawford.
There he is again. Nemesis.
Gets it to Smith. Smith gets it to Crawford.
We're under a minute and a half now.
Crawford down to York. York up top to Thompson fouls. Gonna be
see, I didn't
second.
See you standing there.
He was going to go
to the line. Ba-boom, double bonus now for the Bobcats as well as the Bulldogs.
Heel to shoot two. First shot up. Good. Second shot. He misses.
You don't say.
One on one across the line, so he's going to get another shot to make. Shot up. Yeah. No. In and out. Bergdorf gets the rebound. He gets Thompson. Thompson passes out to 30. 30's going to shoot.
Shot draw an air ball.
What is called a timeout?
Oh,
they're going to call a full timeout.
You want to go away, folks?
Yeah, let's
do it.
Let's listen to our favorite sponsors, folks, and we'll be right back.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogen and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Trips away. Sales comes away with it. Gets it to Crawford. Crawford to Sales.
Welcome back, folks.
Sales takes it in. Gets it over to Crawford, down to York. York's going to shoot it. Misses. Rebound Thompson. Thompson's bringing it down. 35 seconds left.
And this is your life.
Hands it to 30. 30 passes to Fleming. Fleming over to Thompson. Thompson drives in. Well, somebody.
Clay's going to take it away from me there, buddy. 16 seconds remaining. Knocked away.
Yellow ball.
Yeah, Clay Smith created that turnover all by himself. Right here in the corner.
Crawford's going to take it down, and Coach Aaron's up telling him just to hold it in.
74 to 45. Nice 29-point victory, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
So, as the buzzer rings down on the last scheduled game of the year, the Bobcats are winning 74 to 45. And in that quarter, the Bulldogs scored 9, and we scored 12. So, we still outscored. But that'll bring the Bobcat record on the year to 18-8, and 4-4 in the district. Quite a season, wouldn't you say, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, let's take a short break, and we'll be back with Johnny's stats and more.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Welcome back, folks, to the red walls of Red Barn Springs Gymnasium. We got red everywhere. Our Bobcats just brought their record up to 18-8 on the year, and they're 4-4 in the district. But they had absolutely no trouble bouncing Red Bowling Springs again by how many, Johnny?
74-45. 29, wasn't it?
Yeah. And the first time we beat them by 20, I think it was. And we very well could have run that score up because our regulars didn't play a whole lot in the last half. But at any rate, Johnny, you want to run the data?
Okay, for the Bulldogs of Red Bowling Springs, you had Asbury with 13, Fleming with 4, Bergdorf with 2, Byfield with 7, Trajan with 2, Hatcher with 11, and Kirk with 6, with over 45. For your Pitt County Bobcats, John Michael Furl with 15, Blake Hughes with 7, Ben Neal with 2, Gabe Moon with 4, Dawson Abbott with 22, Ryan Gibson with 10, Trent Young with 13, and Ryan Hill 1 for a total of 74. Did the Bobcats ever roll here tonight at Red Bowling Springs? 74-45.
So we start district play next week, and on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. down at the Livingston Academy, our Bobcats will play. Who are we playing? Monterey. And then if we win that one, which we should, we'll play Friday night at 6 p.m. against Clay County, which is going to be a tough number to draw, let me tell you. But on Thursday of next week at 8 p.m., our Lady Bobcats will tip it off against either Clay or Monterey, depending on the winner. And we expect them to win that game and then go on to play in the district championship game on Monday at 7 p.m. against either Jackson County our clock range. But at any rate, folks, I hope you've enjoyed it. We've run over tonight because this was senior night here. And, Delaney, you got anything new?
No.
No?
No, I sat here and make sure I had the scores wrote down right.
I hope you didn't go off Johnny's numbers.
I did. I always do.
J-Man?
Yes, sir.
What do you got?
So long, everyone.
Is that a hint? All right, folks, until when we're on the air again, Tuesday night.
Tuesday night at
7:30. Stay well.
Bye-bye.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go, Bobcats and Lady Bobcats.